So it is a final look at sports this morning. Bafana captain Ronwen Williams is set to bring up his 50th cap tonight against South Sudan in an AFCON qualifier. Bafana going into the clash having already qualified for AFCON 2025. Now, Ronza made his debut back in 2014, and speaking at a press conference on Monday, Ronza has reflected on his journey in the Bafana setup.
Yeah, I think the most important game for me was the first game, which was against Brazil. Even though we lost 5-0, I still have so many memories. And that game taught me so much. It's probably the reason why I am where I am today. Because I had to persevere. I was called many names. And it made me strong at such a young age. You know, I think I was 22 years old. And there were so many doubts for many, many years. And that game just made me, at such a young age, turn me into a man.
Yeah, so Darren Moore, common ready. I have to confess, something. Back in 2014, I was one of the guys who called Ronza many names because we did not know who this guy was. Itumele Nkune was our guy. Then we see this guy playing for Bafana. He conceded 5 goals against Brazil. And I do not think, 10 years later, he would be the best South African goalkeeper at the moment. So, I mean, he's been nominated for a Ballon d'Or Yashin Trophy, which is for the best goalkeeper in the world. And if you had told me that back in 2014, I would have told you, Uti, there's something in your socks, because this guy is not it. So, congratulations to our captain, Mr. Ronwen Williams. Most of us were wrong, but we are also very happy that we were proven to be wrong, and you are an absolute legend. So, Bafana against South Sudan happening tonight, 6 p.m. start in an AFCON qualifier. Remember, it is somewhat of a dead rubber, but we do need to win, or we want to finish top of our group in order to get a perfect seeding for the draw of AFCON 2025. Golfing news: Live Golf Serge Garcia is set to rejoin the DP World Tour for the 2025 season because he wants to play at next year's Ryder Cup. Now, he is, of course, the event's record points scorer, and he wants to match Lee Westwood and Sir Nick Fowler's European record of 11 appearances at the competition. In order for that to happen, he has had to settle the outstanding fines, reported to be over £1 million, imposed on him by the tour for his previous defections to playing in the live events, and he will also have to serve a suspension. So it is still that ongoing battle with the rest of the world and live golf, but to see Serge Garcia in a Ryder Cup event is pretty amazing. So hopefully he manages to sort that one out. And then it could be the last time I